So, welcome everyone once again. I'm Wolf the DM. Joining me today is...
I'm Uzu, the Dragonborn Barbarian.
And yes, the half-giant barbarian.
I am Melchior, the human sorcerer.
Almost forgets his name again.
Oh, hey, I'm Brennan. Someone came in my room, so I muted myself. Sorry. Hello.
And I'm Teriyaki, the culinary chef. Wait a second, that's the same thing. I'm the culinary cleric.
The culinary cleric.
And I'm Jojo Furigno, as Alice. I'll be a half-orc fighter.
Okay.
Good D&D, bud.
So we've added some new things that I'm not actually going to explain because they'll be funnier as they happen. So last time, everyone passed out for some reason or another. Melchior passed out from pure exhaustion from walking. Teriyaki, I have no clue what you passed out from, probably being hit by lightning. Everyone else passed out from drinking. So, you guys all wake up. Melchior, Teriyaki, you're actually in bed together.
The fuck?
Oh my god!
Hell no!
And the girl who was talking to you, Teriyaki, or Melchior, she's sitting there painting you guys, and there's about 600 paintings that she's done already.
Paint me like one of your elf girls.
I put a rose in my mouth.
I have a question about these paintings. Is it the same two pairing, or is it 600 different people in general?
It's the same two pairing, but in different positions.
Well, I'm assuming if there's...
Oh my god!
If there's like
no!
Six,
if, I'm burning those things!
If there's like 600 paintings, I'm assuming it's just stick figures.
Burn this fucking place to the ground!
Position 45.
You better not be doing that shit! I'm gonna burn this fucker to the ground! I don't care if I die! Welcome to hell, bitch! I'll see you in hell, motherfucker!
So what you're saying is you want it laminate. That's the search part.
So the rest of you, Wilmer, you wake up, actually all of you wake up, and besides this one little thing, you guys rested pretty well, but Wilmer, roll me a constitution check.
Well, I swear to God, why? I hate you sometimes.
I mean, you're the one who drank all the fire whiskey.
12.
You wake up and you've got a slight pounding headache, but not much worse than that.
Oh, thank God.
Yes, you are sick. You have just drank too much alcohol.
Yeah. I'm sick in real life, so I'm sick. So yes, just sit here.
But you guys hear something out front. It's the clanging of metal on metal, like there is a fight happening.
Owies, my ears!
I'm gonna do my best to get outside to see what's going on.
Does everyone or just Uzu?
I'm out there.
I'm still
Yes, it's trying to bury her head in the straw in the stable.
I'm trying to get a portrait of myself.
Yeah, you can do that if you want. I don't care.
Brandon, you wake up in a room alone.
Cool. Do I hear the metal clanging outside?
You clearly hear it outside. There is something going on.
Nah, I'm good. I'm going to go back to sleep.
So, those of you who come to investigate, you find Wolfdini and a half-orc bard having a sparring match. Or not bard, fighter.
Fighter, probably.
Well, someone's up. How are you?
And would that fighter like to describe himself?
Well, what they see is a green-haired, green-skinned, green-eyed, all-green-all-day half-orc fighter. Training, getting stronger, scars all up and down his body. 3 scars diagonally across his face, Logan style. And there's an X-shaped scar over his heart. He loves scars, because he loves to fight. He loves to be violent. He loves the knife. Other words that rhyme with it. He is Jojo Ferrigno.
He's also an extreme masochist in bed, if you know what I mean.
Oh, he smashes. Jojo smashes.
Smashes hearts, of course.
He smashes the stars until they're platinum.
Jojo can never keep a girlfriend because they always die the first night.
As you come to investigate this, you notice that Wolfini, what type of weapon are you using? A sword?
I have actually I have a battle axe. Got my battle axe, got my chainmail, got my shield.
You see this fighter using a battle axe against Wolfdini, and Wolfdini seems to be blocking with his bare hands on first inspection. But as you look closer, he's got like these climbing spikes on his hands that are made of metal, and he's deflecting the blade with it with ease. You also notice on this fighter, there is behind his left ear is a glowing mark of the wolf, or right ear.
Another one to join the fray, I see.
A comrade at arms.
Now
he call it that.
Teriyaki.
I mean, if we collect enough of these glowing people with their body parts and take them on, put them together, we'll have another person.
Oh my god.
The Frankenstein companion.
Hey Wolfie. Do I have one of those? Like the glowing thing? Do I have a glowing thing? Wolf thing?
No, because you were one of the originals. Your armor has the mark on it.
Okie dokie.
In this fray, a large cloud has clearly gathered and people continue the drink. You can tell that the festival hasn't stopped. It continues. It's loud as ever, and a band has actually started playing over the fight. A tabaxi and some other people show up, and everything just stops. You guys notice a new type of mark that you haven't seen before. Everyone, roll me a nature check.
Okay.
Does that include the people still in their room sleeping?
No. But you clearly hear the sounds of everything just stop.
Because I've gone to the red market tons of times, so.
I got a 14.
18.
A 4.
I got 18 and 12.
Everyone who rolled above a 10, you recognize this mark as a jaguar.
I wonder if another barrack is around here.
Probably.
You notice, though, one of the main tabaxi who's out in front, he doesn't have a mark at all because he's the candidate for being king.
Oh.
And everyone has just stopped.
Oh, shit.
Where's our candidates, anyways?
You look to the right, and your candidates are standing right next to you.
Good time. My guy will just look over kind of casually and see what their reaction is.
They've got this very stoic expression on their face, but they seem to be acting like they belong in this town. Melchior, make me a perception check.
Okay. Let's see, it's 10 plus my perception is Oh, 15 in total.
As you look to the right, you see the woman who is painting you guys handing out the painting.
Burning them.
I gladly accept one.
I'm gonna burn them all. Fireball. Damn painting.
At this point, you realize that everything is so widespread that you could never get them all without burning the entire jungle city down.
Well,
that's okay. That's okay. Worth the risk.
Purge time in Jungle City.
It's
okay.
I just hold the painting out of his reach.
Yeah, I can still reach it, you know.
Malkior commits homicide in Jungle City.
Roll for murder.
Something burned down. Whoops. Accident.
So as the fighting stops, you guys also see another group appear. They're all wearing black cloaks.
You want to take care of this one?
Yes, I want to take one of their cloaks off.
They immediately see you and take us like 10 steps the other way. They've already heard what's happened.
There goes that mysterious air too.
Jojo turns to Wolfa and goes, "Friends or enemies?" And then points at the black cloak figure.
Yes, it's chasing after them.
they continue to circle, staying in the area, trying to avoid you.
She's just trying to disrobe one, so she's trying to like reach out while holding the painting away from Melchior.
Well, Wolfdini says to you, "Not sure yet. They're very odd." one of the kingmakers.
Oh, friend.
One of the kingmakers steps forward, and he's clearly the leader of that adventuring group. And he goes, "Black Hand, we are taking back this city." One of the guys steps up, one of the ones that breaks off away from Yes, steps forward and stands right in his face.
Yes does not see this and proceeds to chase after the others.
As you chase them around, this seemingly wordless communication seems to happen. And then the Tabaxi steps forward and goes, "I know the candidates of the wolf are here. Let's have them step forward and decide who they will side with." So this is one of the world-changing events, and you guys, along with your candidates, will have to choose a side.
Oh, God.
What's our two choices again?
It's the Black Hand, and then it's the Jaguar. But can we choose to side ourselves?
You know what? I would be down with siding for ourselves.
Me too.
There's a third choice now.
To Wolfina.
We're just derailing all of Wolfie's plans.
See, none of the...
No, I love this. I love this. There is... So you can side with yourselves and have an all-out three-way war.
I mean, we have an army. A nicely sized one.
We have a JoJo.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's a pretty well-portioned army, and they're all very nicely trained.
I mean, you guys got a fleet of like 100 ships also off the coast.
That's valid, too.
With your army.
But wouldn't it not be bad idea to have allies in up-and-coming fights later on?
Yeah, but here's the thing. There's only going to be one Beric that wins it all. So even if we were to ally with the Jaguar, we're going to have to face them at some point. And that point is when they're going to be best. is when they're going to have as much power as they possibly can.
That's why we should side with the Black Hand.
That's I never said.
But siding with the Black Hand, who may have someone who is trying to corrupt them and trying to destroy us, because someone who isn't even part of the group placed a bounty on our
The Black Hand is compromised because of the fact that there is somebody going actually, out wait, pretending to be them.
Hold up, they put a bounty on me.
Someone steps forward from the Jaguar and goes, "It was us who placed the bounty on you guys to draw you here."
Oh boy, can I come out now?
You hearing this, you perk up and
Yes is
going to
stop chasing.
Actually, wait.
The Black Hand members and looks over to the one that claimed that they placed the bounty on our own teammate.
Is there a window in my room? Can I jump through it?
You placed a bounty on us.
He's a 2-foot halfling, by the way.
Yeah. You placed a bounty on us to lure us here. Didn't it ever occur to you to just simply write a messenger bird? Just put a message on a bird and throw it.
Never shown up.
You don't know that.
I still thought I'm siding with ourselves.
Rita, Wolfdini, and Narmo look at each other and they go, "Yeah, no, we wouldn't have shown up."
At this point, have I jumped through a window yet?
You have made it outside.
But the thing is, was there a window in my room that I could have jumped out?
No, you went through the door.
Damn it. Okay, I'm outside at this point, right?
Like an in.
Yeah, you're out front now.
Okay, I have my rapier drawn. I'm like, "You motherfucker." Like, that's a halfling guy, right?
Yeah, he's a halfling.
Those hearing senses are off the charts.
Fucker put a fucking bounty on me. I don't care what you say. I'm siding with them.
I'm pretty sure the rest of the Black Hands are appreciating Yes no longer trying to disrobe them.
Yes, they're very happy.
I'm gonna go and stand by them.
Can I pull like one of the Black Hand members away and just like confer with them for a bit?
They all seem to go, as you try to pull one away, they all seem to move as a group.
Okay, freaky shit.
Can we have a diplomatic, sort of meeting for a bit with, like...
One person from each group?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm probably gonna piss someone off the least.
I don't...
I highly doubt that, as you literally just drew your rapier at someone.
That put a bounty on me, and I don't like that.
He's the bad cop.
Actually, why don't we have Narmo do it?
So
does that make Yes the good cop?
I don't know. I feel like we're getting offhand. The Black Hands all get together, and they seem to be huddling. Rita steps forward along with the Tabaxi candidate of the Jaguar. And then the Black Hands seem to push this one guy out and then disappear into the shadows.
Ooh, spooky.
Jojo's still fixated on the halfling. He doesn't know much. Only knows is that a bounty was placed by him on somebody else who has his same fancy wolf. And he don't like that. So he just walks up slowly to the half-elf, axe in hand, looks down, grins, and goes, "Oh, you'll fly far."
Intimidation 100.
Roll me an intimidation check.
I need to buy new dice. That is a 4. Oh wait, I have advantage on that. Oh no, that's proficient. No, that's 6.
This guy seems to shrink from 2 feet to, like, 2 inches. And he runs into the crowd, and just seems to disappear. And then you hear something that sounds like a hawk, and a scream.
Told ya. Snorts and then walks back towards Wolfing.
So Rita, this Black Hand member, and the Tabaxi step forward. And they seem to speak in...
Huh? While they're doing this, can I try to hide? Stealth roll.
Make me into stealth check, but you guys are surrounded by a lot of people, so do this at disadvantage.
Okay, well, the first one is a 26. The second one is a 25.
Somehow, you disappear into the shadows as well.
Can't see him.
He stood so perfectly still, he became invisible to the human eye.
Save that roll for later. So in this hushed tones, you can't really make out much, but people's voices are starting to get raised.
I quickly step in and just stand in the middle, asking what's going on.
We're trying to decide how we are, what we're going to do. Is the kingmakers of the Jaguars have betrayed a sacred oath, basically. The Black Hand wants to continue to control the city, while the Jaguars want to form a parliament. And then we are the wild cards who has to either pick a side or be on ourselves and destroy them both.
I like
I'm going to pull Rita away for a second and ask her what our chances are if we were to be by ourselves.
Well, considering the Black Hand is an assassin group who could sneak up on anybody and take down people with an army of 1,000, we don't look too good. On the other hand, though, joining the drunken army of the Jaguar isn't really going to help us much either, because they only seem to care about drinking.
And with that, Yes starts drinking.
So, would it be beneficial to join the Black Hand and side with them in this case?
Yes, but at the same time, no. We have no clue how really large the Black Hand is. So, for all we know, they could only be 50 strong. 50 master assassins, but only 50 nonetheless.
Do we know where their specific home base is located?
Wolfini pops right up behind you. Maybe, maybe not.
Thank you, Wolfini. Any input on our current situation?
As you turn around, he's just gone.
Son of a bitch, why does he always do that?
He's drinking with Yes right now.
I'm going to turn back to Rita and tell her, let's side by ourselves. We're going to make the gamble, and if we can, we might be able to gain control and establish ourselves in Jungle Village.
She looks at you and goes, well, our soldiers did have the 250 days to train before coming here. Confer with the others, see what they think.
Because the camp likes us still. If we did that, do I need to give you proficiency? Because I didn't.
Scoop up Rita and Wilmar and take them to a much further location to, like, talk to them about something.
So you do this, and you confuse everybody at the negotiation table.
Yeah, the Black Hands still like us. And I'm sitting here thinking, if you guys are worried about their numbers and all that stuff, maybe I should join them, kind of spy on them for you guys.
Yeah, but here's the thing. They are master assassins. They will know what can go on. But what if...
And they think I'm just a dumb barbarian. So it doesn't really make a difference. But it can possibly help you guys in the long run for this game to gain the advantage on these people.
Okay.
There
you have.
Behind you guys, there are four black hooded robes that you can see.
Either you go away or I'm going to start disrobing.
They seem to turn to each other and have this silent conference and go, if you wish to join us, we would like to extend an offer to you and some of your more stealthy members.
Okay. So before you make a decision, I'm going to pull Yes to the side and just say, if you spy, promise me that you will not do anything stupid.
A fifth one appears, and he has gotten closer.
Yes, just nods her head.
All right.
But it looks like she's actually nodding to the Black Hands instead.
Okay. Keep track of any birds that are coming in and coming out. Just to make sure our messages don't get intercepted. We'll get back to you whenever we can, and we'll tell you about what's going on. Just keep us informed in terms of what's going on in the Black End.
Okay, I'll join you guys. 78 people in 3 minutes.
With this, I'm going to turn back to Rita and discuss with her not just about forming our own part of the war, but seeing if it would be beneficial to not sort of ally with the Black Hand, but create a ceasefire for and take care of the Jaguar, and then see if we can create a a sort of treaty with the Black Hand in terms of allyship, and with us providing them power aside from stealth, they also add cease control and pledge to Narmo and Rita, but they will still have control over Jungle Village.
One second. Claymore.
Yeah.
You're sitting watching all this unfold, and right next to you is Wolfdini.
Cool.
Wolfdini grabs you.
He
pulls you in, and he says something. Congratulations, we're joining the Black Hand. And next thing
if you
know,
touch me again, you're gonna find a knife in your neck.
The next thing you know is both of you have black hoods over your heads. And you're sitting in a room with another person or two other people. One of them is Wolfdini, and the other one is Yes.
Nah, what the fuck?
And the black hoods are removed.
Do I have my weapon?
Yes, you do.
I immediately reach for a dagger. I don't pull it out, but I reach.
There is a dark hooded robed guy standing there, and he's like, "No need for that. We are allies."
What did I give you?
Hey, wait a minute. I said that I joined. I didn't say anything about these other two joining.
In walks Narmo. I volunteered them along with myself.
Doesn't explain. That magic bullshit got me.
And Rita's really okay with you doing this?
Sorry, what was the question, Yes?
Is Rita okay with you doing this?
Rita and I are separate entities. I am stealth, she is brute force. She would respect my decision on this. Also, we couldn't send you in here alone. Okay, so back with Uzu and Rita. You guys continue to discuss your plans with siding with the Black Hand.
So, if we form a allyship with the Black Hand and form a treaty with the Black Hand, but we work as two separate entities, what are our chances of winning if they do agree, but they also agree on terms that they do have authority over the village, but they will be pledging allegiance to you and Narmo?
Our chances of winning is much higher. Also, it'll be, sadly, we'll be able to make a lot of money, but it won't be as honest as I would like, personally.
What do you think?
I think it's our best bet.
Okay. So, we're co-siding with the Black Hand, but we are still two separate entities, and we will form treaties under conditions.
Yep.
I then turn around and go to discuss with the group about our plans and what their input is on it.
So you notice that a few members have disappeared. But the mages, the fighter, they're all still here.
All right, all of you. We've come to a decision to co-side with the Black Hand, our two groups working as separate entities. But in the end, we will establish a treaty in hopes that they will pledge allegiance to our barracks and our kingdom, but they will also still have control over Jungle Village under our authority.
The jaguars storm off, and people begin to disperse and run and hide.
I look specifically to Marcel because he's one of the people in this group that I've interacted the longest with. What do you think?
My main thought is how long will it take till the Black Hand backstabs us? That's my main thought in my mind.
That just depends on how long it takes for tensions to rise. As long as we can keep on good terms with them, we have hope that we can succeed in this war, but also gain their trust. We're on their good side.
Everyone roll me a perception check.
Does that include everybody who was just taken in by the Black Hand?
No.
Yeah.
Everyone there currently.
Nat 20.
17 straight up.
22 on my end.
You guys notice that there is a Black Hand member standing there. Not trying to be stealthy or anything, he's just standing there.
Yes.
Yes.
He pulls down the hood and it's actually a woman. She's human. She's like, I am in exchange for the other members who have joined you as part of our treaty.
Great. Okay. Wonderful.
I'd like to set up a parley with any of your higher ups, as high as possible.
Someone steps from the shadows and goes, come, we will discuss terms.
Okay, I'll follow.
I follow behind, cautiously.
Jojo follows closely
looking
behind.
Around.
I finally leave the inn with my portrait and follow behind.
He's fine. I look at Teriyaki. Did you pay for that, or did they give it to you for free?
Let's just say I made an arrangement.
Ah, good man. I'd like some soup later, if that's possible.
Oh, sure, of course.
I hope they fucking kill him. I hope the god of cooking kills him immediately. Just saying.
Oh my gosh! Oh yeah, you still have her portrait too.
I feel like it's become canon. I feel like this has become canon. The relationships between Terry.
My party told me more than the other.
As you guys enter this shadowy hallway, there's something weird that happens. You go from stamping in you go from entering a dark alleyway. You're now standing in a dark room with a circular table in it. And the man sits down at the table. And there's another Black Hand guy there, and he leans over to you, Teriyaki, and says, congratulations.
I know. Man of many accomplishments.
I wonder if the god of cooking will grant me a favor if he kills his asshole. Just saying.
Marcel will now proceed to pray to the god of cooking every night.
Yeah, Teriyaki. No offense, but no.
Which ironically is the name. Their name is Wolfie.
You're praying to Wolfie.
No.
So Wolfie.
No, think about that. Right? Think about that. Wolfie's the one that's fighting the cooking plus gnome. Five to eat.
So you guys gather around and the other Black Hand woman continues to stand, and the Black Hand guy goes, in exchange for some of your people, I have provided her. She's a trainee in the art of assassinations.
Much obliged.
So that way, as long as she is safe, your people are safe.
Would be a pretty bad assassin otherwise.
We'll do whatever we can to make sure she stays safe.
Protect the cutie. Got it.
From here, let us discuss terms. We already control Jungle City. And we plan to keep it that way.
Yes, of course.
These upstart kingmakers wish to create a parliament, some kind of democracy. We can't have that, for it will ruin our bottom line.
I see.
So, what are your terms to protect our bottom line?
We grant you, as long as we win, and as long as we win this all-out war, we'll keep your you can keep your control over Jungle City. But we hope you'd pledge your allegiance to our kingdom and to our king and queen.
What if your king and queen lose the game of kingmakers?
Here's the question. Why would you make a treaty with us if you know that we're going to lose?
I don't know what's going to happen in the future. And I just want to make sure that we can retain our freedom if you fail.
If we lose...
Nothing is certain, kiddo. That's just without saying.
If we lose, we will set our army to establish forms of protection around the village to make sure no other barracks try to get in. And we will establish that as of today.
He leans back in his chair and goes, very well. Another Black Hand member seems to materialize out of the city, or out of the ceiling, and he drops down and he's written up a contract which states everything that you guys have just said. Obviously the leader of the assassins, he pulls out a small knife, cuts his finger, or his thumb, and he presses his thumb into there. And then he turns the knife to you guys.
I take it on behalf of the party.
No, wait.
Because otherwise I think it's like a Buster Blade
thing
to me.
I've dealt with some pretty unscrupulous people before, and they betrayed me. What insurances are you going to give us? You're not going to betray us. You know, if we win and whatnot, and you somehow turn your back on us and try to backstab us, knowing you are assassins and whatnot, how are you assured that you're going to not backstab us? Because people like you are always known to backstab people.
The guy who just came down from the ceiling looks at the elder, so to speak, or the lead man, and he nods. The man pulls, so the guy who came from the ceiling pulled his hood back, and he goes, my job is to make binding contracts that wouldn't in touch with blood and proof that either party who breaks it shall be struck down by the gods themselves. So this contract is magically enhanced so that way if either party does so, they are forever destroyed.
I look to Marcel.
We only need one fingerprint from you guys and one from us.
I look to Marcel.
If you do not wish to sign it, that is fine.
Do you agree on these terms, Marcel?
Unfortunately, we have no choice, don't we? I mean, we already burned that bridge with the Jaguar guys, didn't we?
It's our best
Rita...
shot.
Rita removes her gauntlet and goes, I will sign it for us. No one else has to. She takes it, cuts her finger, and puts her thumbprint next to the master's thumbprint.
I'll walk up to the master and offer my hand and shake him.
He shakes it and goes, "Thank you for making the right choice.
I hope this brings us both prosperity in the future."
"Oh, I'm sure it will." "I don't make deals like this very often. When I do, I'm guaranteed the win. And so are you." And with that, Patreon page plug is here.
Don't forget to donate to our Patreon if you can at The Genius Heroes. And if you do, you'll obviously be getting access to our Patreon portion of the Discord and also be helping us out in podcast hosting, affording new equipment for all of our players. And of course, who knows what can happen next. And of course, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Genius Heroes and on Twitter to keep up with the latest episodes. Thank you.
Every donate kills one less teriyaki.
If you wish teriyaki to live.
If we get enough donations, we will be releasing teriyaki merch.